This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaMabam, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We have a new beginning this evening. We begin the Shurim on Sefer Bamidbar. The Shurim on Sefer Bamidbar are again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachta, Leila Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Eliezer, Ben Reb Yaakov Zakheim, and Leila Nishmas, Rivka Bastuvia Halevi, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Began Eden, Tehei Menuchasam. They should be Melitze Yisharm for their whole family, Abi Asko El Tzedek. This Sefer is also generously sponsored by my dear friend, Rabbi Isaac Yosolovsky, Leila Nishmas, his father, Shapsi Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac. His yard site is Yud Tesvav Sivan, Began Eden, Tehei Menuchasai. And since Rabbi Isaac always likes to discuss this topic, so we're going to start off Sefer Bamidbar with one of Rabbi Isaac's favorite topics. Tonight's year is also dedicated by Eliezer Jacobowitz as a chos for a shidduch for Mordechai Yecheskel ben Necha Devoira. You should find his zivug hagun bekarev mamish. Okay, Bamidbar, Numbers. Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Lift up the heads of the whole community of the Jewish people, l'mishpachaysam, by their family, l'beis havoysam, by their father's house, b'mispar shemois, according to the number of names, kol zachar, every male, legul gilaysam, by their head count. So one of the great Italian mikubalim, Ramami Pano, Ramanachem Azaria of Pano, who began as a great student of Ramak, Ramosha Cordovero. In fact, when the Ramak passed away, he bought the folios of the Ramak Sfarim off of his almana. We actually have a record of how much money he paid for it. Later on in life, he became a student of the Arizal through his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Saruk. He writes in Maimer Eim Kol Chai, Simen Gimel, he says something amazing. What does the word legul galoisa mean? Literally by their head count. He says, actually, the names mentioned in Bamidbar are only individuals that had the capacity to father and be the patriarch of 600,000 Jews. Whether they did or not, that's not relevant. They had the capacity to. Moshe was able to see into their brain. I'm speculating. The Zera in Kabbalah, a person's Zera comes from their Mayach. Even biologically, the pituitary gland controls the hormone of one's Zera. But Kabbalistically, it comes from the Mayach. So Moshe was able to see into people's head how much Zera there was that they could father. But then the Ramami Pano reveals a astounding revelation. Ligul galoisa, Moshe could look at you and he can know how many trips you will make back to this world. Ligul galoisa, by their gilgulim, by their reincarnations. As we know, even though this is not mentioned in the Gemara, you know, if you wanted to know where in Shas does it talk about Gilgul, the answer is nowhere. In fact, there's a very controversial comment of the Rashash that perhaps indicate that it's not universally accepted. Nevertheless, if you wanted to know how many times in Yeshiva did they mention the concept of Gilgul, it also wasn't mentioned. One time Rav Avigdor Miller was asked about Gilgulim, and he answered, it's not mentioned in Shas, it's not in the Bavli or the Yushalmi, I didn't hear it from my Rabbeim, and therefore I don't speak about it. But nowadays, with the proliferation of Sfarim, certain ideas are so widespread that it's, you know, Milsa the Ape Tlasa. You know, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, there's a halacha, and we don't hold this way. Something that three people know about, there is an opinion that maybe you could say it. We actually don't hold that way, and you shouldn't rely on that. But this is, when it comes to certain ideas in Torah, this is a concept that is well known, well documented, And the Shvilei Pinchas, who I happened to have the good fortune of spending a lot of time with the last 24 hours, I sat with him at a wedding, and he told me many chidushim about this subject, and he brings in all of his svarim. And also the Chidah talks about it extensively. There is a concept in Jewish thought of Gilgulam, reincarnation. And we're going to see what that means, where a person can come back to this world and his soul is born into another body to somehow rectify past error or past mistake. A person could be misakein. So the Pasuk means, Kol Zachar L'Gulgulaysam. Moshe Rabbeinu could look into your soul and he could see how many times you're going to have to be a Gilgal. By the way, does anybody know what is the maximum number of times a person has to come back to this world? There's a Gilgal cap. There's salary caps. There's a Gilgal cap. You're capped at four times. Okay? Four times. That's the most amount of times. Now, if you want to know why, I never knew why until last night. I was sitting with the Shvilei Pinchas, Reb Pinchas Hagoyin, Reb Pinchas Friedman Shlita, and he told me that he got a hold of a sefer. It's called Binas Yisachar. And he said he read the entire sefer cover to cover, and he found one chiddush. Because he was bothered his whole life by the following question. Why would somebody have to come back as a Gilgal? That means they didn't do the job the first time, so they're coming back the second time to fix it up. So, now, are they going to fix it up the second time, or are they not going to fix it up? Okay. So you say, pick them, you know, 50-50, Bechira Chavshis. Because you can't say it's rigged. If it's rigged, so there's no free choice, so what's the point of it? So if it's not rigged, so then who says you're going to fix it the second time? If you messed up the first time, maybe you messed up the second time. So he never understood until he saw the Binas Yisachar. The Binas Yisachar says that there are four elements in this world. There's Eish, there's fire, there's Mayim, there's water, there's Ruach, wind, and there is Afar, earth. Now, it sounds like an ancient Greek belief, but we also subscribe to such an idea that there are four main elements. And Reb Chaim Vital writes, different midos come from different elements. A person consists of different elements. So, Kas comes from fire. Taiva comes from Mayim. And different elements contribute to different personality traits. So let's say, if a person in his first Gilgal, he was always angry, it's because he had a lot of Eish. So what Hashem will do is, the second time around, you come back with more Mayim. So that helps you overcome the Kas. So you're, it's not that you don't have free choice, but you're predisposed to be more inclined to overcome that which you had a difficult time the first time around. So then it comes out, you're maxed out at four times. Because the whole purpose of coming back is to have an opportunity under the auspices of the other element. But there are four elements, and therefore that's the reason why you're maxed out at four times. And that's what the Rav Shvilei Pinchas told me last night at the wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. They had they flew in the best singers in the whole world. Zanvil Weinberger was singing there, and Ariella Samet was singing there, and Berko was singing there, and also from London, Shlomi Gertner was singing there. And I don't want to violate confidentiality. One of them consistently listens to the Shiurim. I'm not going to say which one. You know, I have the confidentiality agreement. But even though that was beautiful music, I was listening the whole night to the music of the Shvilei Pinchas. Okay, so this was one of the chidushim that he told me. And then he sent me an email before the shir with the Binas Yisachar. And the title of the email was, The Binas Yisachar in its full glory. That's what the headline of the email was. Any event, now this would shed light on an unbelievable teaching of the Megala Amukais. Megala Amukais says that when Moshe Rabbeinu daven to Hashem ata hachiloisa laharois es avdecha, the Megala Amukais says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel on the Soid HaGilgal, because Gilgal is Gematria 72. Chesed. Gilgal is a chesed. Hashem does you a chesed, that you could come back and fix things. And now, according to this Binas Yisachar, we understand the chesed of it, because the second time around, instead of being a fiery guy, you're more into the water. So that helps you overcome the kas. So there's a certain element of chesed in the Gilgulim. And this is brought in the Yalkut Raveni in this week's parasha. Look at number 4. Moshe Rabbeinu yada kama pa'amim yizgagal kol echem Yisrael. He would look at you, he would say, 2, 3, 1, 4. Huh? What are you saying? No, don't worry. Just, you know. Moshe Rabbeinu knew how many times. Now, it's unbelievable. Chassam Sofer himself, in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer in Yeradeya, Siman Reish Sadi Dalet, writes that he was always bothered. Why does the Torah say in the beginning of this week's parasha, Legul Geloisam, and he quotes Ramah Mipano, the reason why the parasha begins Legul Geloisam is to allude to this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu not only knew the exact count of Klal Yisrael, but he knew how many transmigrations, I think that's the academic word to refer to reincarnation, how many transmigrations a person would have to make. Comes the Chida, and the Chida reveals the bombshell of the year. Okay, you ready? Fasten your seatbelts. Mr. Itzkowitz, you're okay?
Yeah.
You're calm? You ready for this? Take a deep breath. Says the Chida, there is a very powerful teaching of that Rizal, that women are not reincarnated. Women have one chance. Women don't come back. That's the pshat. Kol zochar legul galoisam. Males, according to their reincarnation. But not females. Females are not reincarnated.
Anybody want to tell that to them?
What?
Anybody want to tell that to them?
By the way, that
another pshat in Shalai.
What?
Another pshat in Shalai.
Another pshat in Shaloy Asani Isha, that what?
Because a woman only gets one chance.
That a woman only gets, meaning, Baruch Hashem, that I'm a man, that I could come back to this world. Okay. Save that thought. Because we're going to come back to that. Okay? But this is the what the Chida says. According to the teaching of the Arizal, that only men can be reincarnated. Women cannot be reincarnated. This is what it means, called Zachar Lugugla, males, according to the reincarnation. The Chakal Yitzchak of Spinka, he brings also, according to the Ari, that women don't come to Gilgal, that's what it means, called Zachar Lugugalaisam. Comes with Pinchas Karatzer, one of the early Hasidic masters, and he quotes the Arizal, that a man could be reincarnated, Masha Enkein, a woman. And by the way, Gilgulim are judged between Pesach and Shavuos. That's the secret. Oimer! You know what Sfiras Oimer is? La Gulgoyles. Sfiras Oimer is to judge Gilgulim. This is the secret reason why we don't tell women to count Sfira. It's not relevant to them. Sfiras Oimer is to be Mesakein Gilgulim. And women, they don't have Tikkun B'Gilgul. Now, if you came here tonight. If you came here tonight for a nice, fuzzy, feel-good shir, you got the wrong channel. You could just change the channel, and there are other speakers that could feed you lots of fluff. But if you want to hear the truth, you came to the right channel. The Arizal says women are not nizgalgal, and that's the secret of why men count svira. Oimer, svira oimer is la gulgoyles for those who are able to be nizgalgal. You can't be Nisgalgel, you don't have to count Sfira. Okay. Now let's examine exactly what the Arizal says. Now I asked the Shvilei Pinchas, did you ever speak about this topic? He said, no. but the Shvilei Pinchas wrote about it because this is a subject that there are many different opinions. So the Shvilei Pinchas revealed that it's his derech, that he wants to give a shir on one approach, that a very beautiful geshmak approach. But over here we like to go through the different approaches, so hopefully we could discuss this evening. The Arizal wrote an entire book on Gilgulim called Shar HaGilgulim. And he wrote many different introductory remarks regarding Gilgulim, and he says as follows. Gilgul is only noyeg by men and not by women. That's the meaning of the pasuk in Koheles. You know what Koheles is? Ecclesiastes. Dar hoylech v'dar ba. A generation comes, a generation goes. One soul comes, one soul goes, soul after soul. V'haaretz olam oymedes. But the earth stands still. So the first part of the puzzle is talking about Gilgul. Gilgulim are nisgalgel. Souls come, souls go. But haaretz, women in Kabbalah are called aretz. And la'olam oymedes, they do not come back to Gilgul. Why?
Rabbi Vashti was a Gilgul, I've heard somewhere.
Vashti? Who's Vashti? Never heard of her. We're going to come to that. We're going to come to that. So you're asking, Vashti was a Gilgal. But who was her reincarnation? Who remembers? Vashti reincarnated as a cow. Okay, so we're going to have to come to this, okay? So Arizal says something incredible. Why do only men go have a Gilgal? Women don't have Gilgul. Remember, Gilgul is a chesed of Hashem. He says, because men learn Torah, and when a person learns Torah, it makes you invincible to Gehenim. They could put you in the fire, and nothing happens. You're not consumed by the fire. So since men are oisek in Torah, they cannot be dominated by the fire of Gehenim. Like we find by Elisha ben Avuya. They didn't know what to do with him. They couldn't put him in Gan Eden because of his beliefs. They couldn't put him in Gehenim because he learned Torah. So we see if someone is oisek in Torah, they don't go to Gehenim. Women could also learn Torah, but they're not mitzuvah. They're not commanded. They don't have the special spiritual protection of Torah, even if they learn Torah. Therefore, men can't go to Gehenim, so they have no choice. The only way to cleanse them is through Gilgulim. By the way, this year is not for the faint-hearted. That's how I want to start. Okay, so if you already heard too much, at this point you could still recover. Okay, if this is too much for you, turn it off now. You'll tune in next week. Next week we'll do something maybe about Megillas Rus. It's much easier. So cut your losses here. If you think you can handle it, you're still invited to remain with us. The Arizal says, men are oisek b'Torah. Therefore, they're protected from Gehenim. Therefore, they have no option but Gilgul. But Nashim are not oisek b'Torah. They could go to Gehenim, and therefore that obviates the need for a Gilgulim. Okay, that's what Arizal says. Interesting, no? By the way, Chesed li Avram. And the Arizal says the same thing in the Shar HaGugulim. Hakdama Chaf. Women do not come back in a Gilgul. This is reiterated by Chesed li Avram, Avram Azulai, the great-great-grandfather of Chida. He says, Zecharim are mezgalgal, noshim eno mezgalgalois. So this is a very interesting idea, and the Arizal sort of says that this is one of the 400 questions Shoyel asked, that Doyeg and Achi Toifel asked about Migdal HaPoireach Ba'aver. Now maybe you'll say there's another reason why men have Gilgul and women don't. What's the whole reason why we say that men have Gilgul? Because they can't go to Gehenim. But women could go to Gehenim, so they don't need Gilgul. Men need Gilgul. There's another way to get out of Gehenim. Who stands at the doorway of Gehenim and schleps out anybody who has a bris milah? Avram Avinu, Chazal say that Avram Avinu sits by the gate of Gehenim, and anyone who has a bris milah, he doesn't let them drop them in the pot. So that would be another reason. Men don't go to Gehenim, they have bris milah, so they need Gilgul. Women, they don't have bris milah, so they're not given the option of Gilgul. But it's interesting, Megadim Chadashim, Rabbi Yoel Weiss, the author of Megadim Chadashim, he brings that the Gemara, and this is an idea that Rav Shlomo Kluger brings out regarding this Chazal, that Avraham sits at the entrance of Gehenim and he doesn't let anyone who has a Mila enter. Does that apply to women or does that not apply to women? So you say at first glance, of course it doesn't apply to women. Women don't have Bris Mila. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says in Av Chav Zayin that according to the Manda Amar, Himoil Yimoil, a woman is as if she's circumcised. Now, Why would that be? Because we have to look at it like this. Is it that you can have the disgrace of having an Arla, and in that case, a woman doesn't have an Arla? Or is it that you have to have the positive attribute of Mila? Do you have to be positively circumcised? Or is it that you can have the negative deficiency of the foreskin? So if it's you need to be positively circumcised, so a woman is not included in that. If it's that you can't have the deficiency of an Arla, a woman would be considered a Nima. Basically, Rav Shlomo Kluger proves that it's not a matter of the positive quality of Mila, but it's the negative deficiency of the Arla. And in that case, a woman is considered a Nimael. And in that case, you cannot distinguish between a man and a woman. By the way, this is an idea that is spoken about by the Chida in his Drashas Ruach Chaim. If you look at number 14, he says it's very well known that the Arizal said most women don't come beGilgal. I sort of slipped over there. And in number 15, the Chida brings down Gilgal is only for men and not for women. Women get their Oynesh in Olam Haba and in Gehenna.
What about a man that doesn't learn?
So a man who doesn't learn, so he gets, then he could go into the self-cleaning oven. So then he doesn't need to have, come back as a go-go. But the thing is, is that really possible? Because the malach comes and teaches everybody Torah. So is that enough to make a person impervious to the fires of Gehenna? Okay, but here's the question of the night. Because I know your Yaakov already, he was on this from the beginning, and many of you are thinking, really? Women don't have Gilgal? If you look in the Sefer Yalkut HaGershuni, he brings from the Chida's commentary on Megillas Rus, that Naomi, although she wasn't punished by Hashem, but she never protested against her husband for leaving Eretz Yisrael and her children for marrying Moavim, and therefore she's somewhat an accomplice to their crime, and therefore she says, Karena li Mara, she should be reincarnated bimara. So ask the Yaakov HaGershuni, what do you mean? Women are not reincarnated. So Megadim Chadashim points out that Naomi is not the only example of women being reincarnated. Anyone who has any familiarity at all with the whole subject of Gilgulim know that there are many, many, many instances of women being Gilgulim. Even, you know, with men you have many rounds. You know, like recently we had that Haran was Yeshua Kohen Gadol, who is later Rabbi Yehoshua. Men have many rounds. But women, we know Esther was the Gilgul of Yael. Kozbi Basur was Nisgalgal Bibas Yiftach. Chava, who is Chava? I mean, there are probably many, many people who the Mekubalim say were Chava. Most notably, Basheva. Okay, let's see how long you've been listening to the Shurim. Who remembers? Who's the Gilgal of Hagar? Hagar, this is a very old one.
Gilgal meaning
who was did Hagar?
The maid by David Amela.
Oh, Gedaliah Schwartz. I think you're disqualified from answering these questions, right? But very good.
No.
So Rabbi Gedaliah Schwartz got it. He knew this like Ashrei. The Hagar was reincarnated as the servant, the maidservant of the wife of Yishai. And she... Yeah? Okay, that's an old Torah. That's from the Arizal. The Chida brings it down. Hagar. And we once explained that because Hagar brought Yishmael into the world, so to rectify that, she came back as the maidservant of Yishai to allow Yishai to live with his wife so that Yishai could produce David, who's the antidote to Yishmael. Okay, how about Amasloi Bas Karnavoy? Who's that, by the way? Abraham's mother, okay? Amasloi Bas Karnavoy. She reincarnated, nu, Gedalia. She reincarnated as Dina. Tzipira. Devoira, and many, many, many other examples. And Bechlal, you could ask, the whole source of women reincarnating is Arizal, but Arizal says women do not reincarnate.
Isn't it better that women don't reincarnate for marriages? Like, is that a man, it makes sense to get more than one wife.
Yeah, look, it could. I would think it could get very messy if they're going to have to start putting on the resume, right? Put on which seminary did you go to, you know, what shul do you daven in, and how, and who are you? Yeah, but you should know that there were certain rebbes, the Yismach Moshe, for example, revealed that different who he was a Gilgal of. I think he said that he was a Gilgal of people in the generation of Kairach. And they asked him, whose side were you on? He said, I stayed out of it.
People know who they were the Gilgal of?
Usually not, no. The whole point is you're not supposed to know. Look, you know. This is just, you know, before Shavuos, to whet your appetite a little bit. Okay. So that's the question. The question is, Rabbi Isai, there are many, many, many examples of Nashim Horagogulim in history. So what exactly does Arizal mean that men are Nisgalgal, women are not Nisgalgal? So the first, now I'll tell you the truth. Many people ask this question. For example, if you look in number 22, Be'er Shloimai, Rav Shloimai Tzucker, he brings down regarding Gogulim, that on the pasuk Adam Echad Me'alef Matzasi V'Isha B'Chol Eila Loi Matzasi, that the Svarim tell us that men are Nizgalgel, but Isha B'Chol Eila Loi Matzasi, women are not Nizgalgel. And the Arizal says on the pasuk Hein Kol Eila Yifal Kel Pa'amim Shalosh Im Gever, that a man could be Nizgalgel three times, but only Gever, not a woman. And yet there are many, many examples of women being Nisgalgal. That's the question of the Be'er Shloimai, to which he answers the Tzarechion. I don't know the answer to this great philosophical, mystical dilemma. On the one hand, Arizal says women are not Nisgalgal, and we have all these examples of Gilgulim. Or in the Sefer Yalkut HaPlois, number 21, he brings the same question. We find many Gilgulim by Nasham, Tzipira, was the Teuma Yisera of Hevel. Or we talk about the Gilgal of Shlomis Bas Divri. So many Mefarshim ask this question. And the Mechilas Kvoid Tairasam, I don't understand the question to begin with. I wouldn't consider this an answer. You just have to read the Mar Mekoymos carefully. Look again at number 7. In number 7, the Chida says, Kol Zachar LeGulgal Aisham. The Chida is very careful. Now, one second. If you look in the Arizal, in number 10, he says, Midas HaGilgal Noi Heges Ba'anoshim V'loi Benoshim. That would sound like, men are Nisgalgal, women are not Misgalgalas. But if you look in the Chida is very careful in his language. He says, the Hanoshim Al Haroiv Layavayu BeGilgal. Women, in most cases, are not Nisgalgal. And that's a good thing. When you get married, you sort of hope that, you know, it's Zivig Rishain, right? But the Chida is very careful to say that, not that women are Nishla Lagamri, they're not completely removed from the possibility of Gilgal, it's just that, in most scenarios, women are not Nisgalgal. And the reason is, because men are able to get out of Gehenim, so then they're stuck. They're between a rock and a hard place, so Hashem has to give them Gilgulim. Women could get Kapara in Gehenim. It doesn't mean they can't get Kapara with Gilgul. So that's sort of my question on this whole thing. I don't understand the big fuss and the big question over here. If you look carefully in the way the Chida understands Arizal, the Chida says very
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.